The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Empty the phones. Let's do it right now. 585-9800. We're going to give you a chance to win Suns tickets right now with my Impossible Suns trivia game. I'm going to ask you a question. Simple stuff.
You ready?
You have a couple seconds to answer.
All right.
Give
you ready?
I'm ready.
Here
Let's
we go.
Do this. Who's first?
This looks like Sean.
Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you a Suns fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. How old are you, Sean? I just need to know.
I'm 41. You're
41 years old. So you've been there. You were here for the Barkley years, and you were in.
Yes,
Orleans.
Sir.
Okay. Here we go. I just need to know how you answer the question. You get the tickets. It's as simple as that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to, as a time limit, Brad, I want you to be on 7 seconds.
Hang on a second.
Max.
7 seconds. Hang on. Let me get my timer.
Seven games here. 7 seconds. Here's your question. I'm going to say a name. You tell me why or who this person is, okay?
Okay.
Gary Gregor.
Was he a guard in 1988?
Incorrect. Sorry. Thank you for trying, Sean. All goodbye. Right. There you go. Sean's
all right. Right. Looks like we got Don.
Don or somebody who's using Don's phone. Don, yeah. Are you there?
Say a name. You tell me why.
Yes, John. Right.
Turn your phone down, Don. You sound very masculine.
Another broke dick.
Yeah, all right. All right, there you go. Don's paying your phone bill. I enjoy that. All right, are you ready for your question?
I am.
What are the two main gases that make up the sun?
Oh, come on. hydrogen and nitrogen.
Incorrect. Time. Sorry. Incorrect. Nice try, Don.
Craig Gass.
Nope. Wrong, Brady.
Brady's got to have a joke. Gas. Where's the joke, think? Brady?
He's carbon. He's carbon-based. He's not gas. Alan, are you there? Dean?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is the planet furthest from the sun?
Pluto.
Incorrect. No longer a planet. Thanks for trying. They eliminated it from planet status.
All right. Let's go to Nicole.
All right. Nicole, are you there?
Yeah.
Another broke dick. Pay your own bills.
Pay your bills. Get
you
your
know,
name
let's
on
just get rid of this
no,
guy.
No, no, no. Well, I like
can't
it.
Even
it's got a
little bit of
think about here. This is the same mentality no woman of mine's going to work. These guys are letting wives pay for their stuff.
Nah. He's being a broke dick. This clown can't even buy a beer at the
it's
game.
It's my sister.
Ew, that's worse.
It's his sister. Ah.
All right.
Families unite.
That's beside the point. Everybody quiet. All right.
I paid for it, though.
Okay.
Oh, bad credit.
That's what they say. That's no good. Now, that just means you have bad credit.
He's got bad credit.
All right, here we go. Here's your question. You ready?
Okay.
Who is Sandy Brondello?
Yep. I don't know. Sorry.
You don't know? All right.
All right.
She was in Greece.
Right, that's sorry. Right. She was one of the pink ladies. No, that's not true. I'll tell you the answers in a minute. Okay. The last question on this round, and then I'll do one more, and if nobody gets them.
Adrian?
Adrian's on. Adrian, are you there? Adrian well, Mitchell, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you really Adrian Mitchell? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't sound super confident with your name.
Yeah.
He doesn't know his name is.
All right. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, get off the speakerphone. You sound like you're 100 miles away.
Okay, hold on.
I will.
Yeah, take your time. Oh, we got plenty of time.
Me
go
through
ahead.
The paces. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes,
what,
sir.
What do beer, the sun, and a penis have in common?
You said beer, the sun, and a penis?
Yeah.
They all have head.
Time!
Oh, man.
Another one, or you want to...
All right, well, crapshoot. I had 5 questions. Did I get them all out? Right. Yeah, got all my... Well, let's try again. I'll just crapshoot you. Maybe you had time to
let's
Google
Let's try private.
It. Private, are you there?
Yep.
Right, private, turn your radio down. We're just going live. Proof, we're going live, for God's sakes. All right, private, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Here's your question. The two main gases that make up the sun.
I don't know that one.
All right. Thanks for trying. Bye, Private. Sounds like he's on this thing.
I know. Michael.
Michael. Michael, are you there?
Yep.
Turn your radio down. We're not
You're
even,
good.
All right, here we go. What do beer, the sun, and a penis have in common?
Me buying you all your drinks for the Suns game?
That's not bad, but...
that's a good answer.
No, thank you. That's all right. I do like your answer. No, that was pretty solid.
Justin?
Justin, we'll try you. Justin, are you there?
Yeah.
Who is Gary Greger?
I have no idea.
Oh, these people are dying a slow death.
Brianne, maybe.
Brianne, maybe there. Brianne, are you there?
Yes.
Here we go.
You sound beautiful, Brianne.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Brianne, who is Sandy Brondello?
The person inside of the Phoenix Suns gorilla suit.
Is incorrect. That's a good question.
I like that. I like
that
the
up.
Answer, yeah.
All right. I think I have one question remaining from the full all right. Try another one. This is the easiest one. Last one.
Let's go. R. Cervantes.
Cervantes. Cervantes. Mr. Whatever. Cervantes, are you there?
Cerveza.
Yeah, this is me.
For Suns tickets.
Okay.
Suns tickets. This is a three-second answer.
3 seconds?
I'm holding them to
all
three.
Okay.
The planet furthest from the sun is?
Uranus.
Time! We have to look it up. Look it up. Because we had two answers. Jeremy just shook his head. It's either Saturn or Uranus. This is just to add time. I'm just adding.
Uranus.
I have Uranus as an answer. Jeremy had Saturn.
Google's telling me Pluto.
Pluto. It still says
Pluto's
Pluto.
Pluto's not a planet.
Which one? No, it's not a planet. We've eliminated Pluto.
These bastards can't figure out what the hell's going on.
What's the one in front of goddamn Pluto?
I don't know. What do I look like? A space doctor?
What is it? Yes, a space doctor.
It's Neptune.
That's not right.
Yes, it is.
It is right.
Yeah,
it is right.
Yeah. It's Neptune, then Pluto.
Damn it.
Uranus, Neptune, then Pluto.
Planets, I'm sorry. I know, I think he's right.
So Earth, Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, Neptune, Mercury.
Oh, it's Neptune. I was hoping you were right. Sorry, Cervantes.
Man.
What? Neptune, Mercury. We went back around again?
Yeah, that's...
I guess so, yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's Neptune. I'm
looking.
Wrong.
It's right here.
Say it again.
It says Earth, Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, Neptune, Mercury.
That's just a list of planets.
Flipping, unless it's just flipping around.
That's a list of planets. Hold on, Cervantes.
In order of distance from the sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
Yeah,
Pluto,
Neptune,
which is not considered a planet.
Everybody always thinks Neptune is not. Yeah, Neptune. Yeah. Sorry, Cervantes. That's it.
All right, so he's out?
He's done.
All right.
I'm heading there with Bezos in about 3 months.
Oh, man. That was all just to
Bill
add.
Bill Nye, the science guy, is so disappointed in us.
That was just to add mystery.
The City of Surprise is calling in.
All right. Well, I'm not going to answer it.
No?
Surprise!
At the end of the show, I'll have another question.
Tripp sitting in his office going,
they're all mine.
Yeah.
Steak 44 it is.
Time for the entertainment drill. I'll have one more chance for blank them out.
Gone.
Cleared the lines. When the entertainment drill's over, we'll try again. And I'll have one question. One question. And this is the easiest one if you're a Suns fan. By the way, here are the answers to the questions I asked. Gary Greger was the Suns' very first draft pick.
Duh.
Brady? Brady, you knew this. Yeah. What do beer, the sun, and penis all have in common?
Corona.
Corona is correct. The two main gases that make up the sun. Anybody?
Nitrogen and sulfur and
no clue.
Hot-ass gas.
Hydrogen and helium. It's just a big balloon. We did
Kyle
the
gas
planet from the sun. Who is Sandy Brondello?
The first trainer for the Suns.
No, Mercury's current head coach.
Oh. Well, wasn't he? Oh,
really?
But yeah,
nobody was going to get that.
Nobody was going to get
that.
That's the
hardest question.
The toughest question. Even Sandy Brondello's family is like, my daughter? I don't know. Like,
she was a trainer first, though.
I like the guy in the Suns outfit, now, though. That was a great answer.
That was a great answer. Yeah. Who's the dude in the gorilla?
Do the Mercury have a mascot? Is it a female gorilla?
Yeah, I think it's the Indigo Girls.
Pair of scissors.
It's a pair of scissors. For the win. Brett Vessler earns funniest listener of the day.
Here comes Sherry.
Solid. All right. Well done. People are just all like, beer, sun, and penis. The answer to that is I don't want any of them in my ass.
Okay.
That's not true. All right. We'll try again. It's time for the entertainment drill.
Yeah, beer in the ass. You get drunker fast.
Yeah, you get drunk fast. And the sun on your ass is good for your body.
Vitamin D.
Yeah, it's great. Get a little D in your ass. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Super School. And it is going to help you guys become better people in better shape. I got another email from somebody that said I took your advice a couple months ago when they reopened. And in 2 months' time, they've lost 30 pounds. And it isn't even about weight loss. You're going to lose weight. You're going to get in good shape. But, I mean, think about that. You're standing on that treadmill. You're bored to tears. You're trying to figure out how to get in good shape and do what you want to do and actually have fun doing it. This is the place to go. React Defense teaches you so many new things, so many different things about how to just be a better person walking up and down the road or in any situation you're in. We've got crowds back. Let's see what's going on planes. Can't get on a plane anymore without somebody trying to hijack it. Even the employees now. I mean, when did you ever think you'd see on the news that Stewart is saying, do we have any burly men to help us out here with this guy? And it became like, yeah, that's just normal. They've got a plane seminar they do that is just going to knock you off your socks. All sorts of stuff. Scenarios. You can't even imagine how many scenarios they put together to make this a safer place. You know, there's certain types of people out there. Victims, non-victims. You can become a non-victim. It's pretty easy. All you got to do is carry yourself a little different. ReactDefense.com and Tactical Black teach you exactly that. And check out the store, TacticalBlackVault.com. A bunch of Father's Day ideas in there. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
People Magazine is putting out a list of 100 reasons to love America.
Okay.
And number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's the best thing we got going?
Yep. Man, we got to work on this. We got to work on this country.
It used to be an amazing place. We invented cars.
You'll find out when you get your magazine tomorrow, John.
Okay. Gotcha.
The rest of the reasons. I don't know if you heard about Ronaldo. He had a press conference yesterday.
Who? Ronaldo. He plays soccer. Ronaldo.
Go ahead. Why are we talking about soccer?
Why are we talking about these tweaks?
Because at his press conference.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
There were two Coke bottles on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And he moved them aside and pulled up his bottle of water and says, I like agua.
And he goes, drink water. He gets mad because like, he doesn't
because
want
of that,
health.
Coke lost $4 billion.
That's not true.
Oh, come on.
Based upon the math. No, come on, man.
the price of the stock dipped that much.
Worldwide.
That would have been $4. Kidding. It's coming back.
Oh, Coke will be fine.
Yeah. I think they'll make it through this because of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's Disney's out.
This planet needs to start over.
If that's what's controlling stocks, it's him being like,
you know what? I want water after a soccer.
It is.
That's what controls stocks.
That's ridiculous.
You have to learn about stocks. It's all controlled by rumor and skittish words. That's how stocks are controlled.
That's dropping 1.6%.
Yeah.
Has some douchey soccer stars like, I don't feel like a Coke today.
How dare you?
So my 401k took a huge hit?
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
That's the way it works.
That is ridiculous.
Well, you can think it, but that's how it works.
I like the way your people handle money. It's all cash. And nobody knows where it's at.
All messing around with
cash carry. That's the business side.
Waste management.
A list of the worst TV and movie dads.
The worst TV dad of all time?
I mean, you say Cosby, but it's not real life. Yeah.
Turns out he was a pretty terrible dad.
He was a good TV dad.
TV only.
TV and movie.
The worst father figure in movie history is Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka. He's not going to count because he's a grandfather. That lazy son of a bitch didn't get up for 20 years.
So he got a free ride.
He got a free ride on a candy bar. And then remember the part in Willy Wonka where...
But he left the other gramps.
Oh, he left all three of them. And he bitches to the woman who, by the way, they never gave Charlie's mom a name, Mrs. Bucket.
Yeah.
And she's busy cleaning. And he basically says, that's what a woman should be doing. And this kid is working too
hard. Where's the problem?
Oh, I agree with that part.
Yeah. I'm just making sure we're on the same
page.
This
kid's working too hard. And she goes, well, it would help if you got out of bed every once in a while. And he goes, the floor's too cold. Until he gets the free ride. And everybody who gets kicked out of Willy Wonka's place does something less than what Grandpa Joe does.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, he's stealing things.
He encourages him to steal.
And in the beginning, it's foreshadowing in the beginning. They're eating.
Yep.
And Charlie comes home with a big loaf of bread and he starts eating. And Grandpa Joe grabs it. And the mom says, where did you get that? And he goes, who cares?
Yeah.
All that matters is that he has it.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, this guy's a dick. So sorry to go off on a tangent about Grandpa Joe, but I recently watched the film and what a horrible human being he is. And he stole fizzy lifting drink.
Darth Vader's number 10.
Oh, well, yeah. He was a good dad.
Yeah, he stayed away from the kids while he was
He knew
what
better.
About Forrest Gump?
Tywin Lannister, number 9.
Forrest Gump's a pretty terrible dad. Ignored him for 5 years and then Kid got AIDS.
Jack Torrance. Yeah. The Shining.
Terrible father.
Randy the Ram Robinson.
How about
the wrestler?
Kevin Spacey in American Beauty.
Kevin Spacey
not
in
the top 10.
Not as a good dad.
No, he's a bad guy.
Bone is
Red
friend.
Foreman.
I was just going to say, you know,
Red
show.
No, he was trying to teach him life lessons. Those kids were dumbasses.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Frank Gallagher from Shameless. That was William H. Macy.
That's a strong one.
Al Bundy was number two.
What about Soprano?
Homer Simpson.
Hey, he provided for his family.
That's
whoa,
right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What'd Tony do? No, oh, waste management. Good, solid career, pension. Nice house.
God bless. God bless.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Apparently, Mrs. Bucket did have a name. Her name was Helen.
They never say it.
I don't
say
know.
It just, in that movie.
Yeah. They just threw it in
maybe
the
in the credits.
That's it. Yeah, that movie is.
Did Jeremy say he has a 401k? What is it, old bottle caps and hubcaps?
You have a 401k?
Yeah.
You do?
Courtesy of Hubbard Broadcasting.
I was going to say it's almost the line from the Flintstones, because that's about as much as it's worth. Courtesy of Fred's 2 feet. No kidding.
Yeah.
Man, I used to laugh at Toledo having one of those.
He's chipping in.
You're kicking in. Hey, the more you do, the better for all of us. Good on you, kid. We ready?
Yeah.
Ready, Brett? Open the lines.
All right, here
Suns
we go.
Tickets are on the line. Nobody answers them. I'll get it.
How long is the time on this
multi-part
one?
Question. We'll give them 7 seconds to get the answer out.
All right. Let's go to wireless
Kirk
caller.
Kirk says show's over. It's time.
Those are mine. Wireless caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. Yep. Hello?
Are you a Suns fan? Deep down, heavy Suns fan?
I am.
All right. The infamous coin flip. The Suns lost to what team and ended up drafting who?
Oh, shit. Oh. That was Elijah 1-1. Oh.
Time!
Sorry, we got to let you go. Next one.
Maricopa County guard, I think, or
ooh,
something.
I like that. Are you there, Maricopa County G?
Yes.
All right, what's your name? God, I hope that's county. It says CNTY. That could be something
else. That's why I just went with county.
Jeez. Is County G there?
He's a little grumpy this morning. Little grumpy.
Your nickname is horrible. All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who did the Suns?
I'm at work. That's why.
Who did the Suns lose their infamous coin flip to? Who did that team draft? Who did the Suns draft?
You're close.
He wasn't going to get it. All right, another one.
Rachel.
Brady only gave him
this
the
is
Phoenix Suns.
This is the most memorable moment as a, in the franchise of the Suns. Are you there, Rachel?
Yeah.
All right.
Broke
Rachel,
dick.
Are you
turning left or right?
Yeah, which way are you going there?
Turn the metronome off.
Here we go. The infamous coin flip. Who did they lose to? Who did they not draft because of it? Who did they draft because of it?
Good timer.
Yeah. Time!
Yeah,
up again. Man, oh man, this is going to be tough, and this is a great question.
Jamie?
Jamie, are you there?
Oh.
Girl?
Yes.
Oh, it's a boy. All right, Jamie, are you ready?
Boy.
The question remains the same.
Yes.
The Suns lost their infamous coin flip to what team? Who did that team draft, and then who did the Suns draft?
Oh my gosh, Milwaukee.
Yes.
Luau Cinder.
And who did the Suns get?
Time!
I'll give him a chance.
Oh,
he's in.
Oh my gosh. What's that?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Oh man.
Hello?
Hello? It's the worst feeling in the world when the last words of your phone call are, hello? You don't feel heard. You don't feel heard at that point.
Somebody on Facebook said you should auction them off and put the proceeds to go towards Peyton's tuck job.
Great idea.
All right, here's what we'll do. If the next person does not get this question right, that's exactly what we'll do tomorrow. We'll auction them off, and then the money goes towards Peyton's dick getting cut off. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Last one. Just grab
wireless.
There you go. Hello there. Who's this anonymous caller?
Patrick.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Suns lost the coin flip to this team. Infamous coin flip. Who did that team draft? Who did the Suns draft? Go.
They lost to the Bucks. The Bucks drafted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We got Neil Walker.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. You're going to the Suns game. Congratulations. Hold on.
Yes!
Nice job.
Beautiful.
We're going to
buy
you
a beer.
Time.
You owe me a beer. Yeah. Brady's going to go with you. That's
and you
the
got
only
to
thing.
Donate to Peyton, too.
And you got
to
give a little money because Peyton's dick now stays beer. Because you got that right. That's right. It was the infamous coin flip. I believe it was 69.
Nice. And the Suns had the nice. The Suns had the tie with the Bucks. They did a coin flip, lost it. The Bucks drafted Lew Alcindor, who became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The Suns drafted Neil Walker, who was very good, ended up in a wheelchair.
Or playing third base for the Pirates.
Now he plays third base for the Pirates in a wheelchair. Neil Walk was, the story of Neil Walk is Suns lore. Huge. They could have changed everything.
Almost happened to the Bulls.
That's right.
Yeah, they almost got stuck with Sam Bowie.
Same thing. Yep. How about that? Well, that guy's going. What was his name? We didn't even get
Patrick.
A name. Patrick. All right. Yeah. Patrick's going to the Suns. Give him my tickets to Patrick for knowing some Suns history. Damn it. He's a real fan. Great story, too. And we learned something also, Brady. Neptune.
Yeah.
Forgot about Neptune, didn't we?
We learned who the WNBA head coach was.
And I've already forgotten.
We forgot about him.
Samson Brunello.
That's right. Mr. Samson Brunado.
Or the guy in the gorilla suit.
Or that.
It's the same guy.
I think you have to do that. I think you have to be.
You have to do the gorilla
job. You're
the
gorilla if you're the coach of the WNBA teams.
Or you have to coach the WNBA if you want to be the
gorilla. This is Harry, too.
Oh, unfair. Unfair. But the name is Brundello, so good chance.
Exactly.
Somebody emailed earlier and said, John, your dilemma with the deodorant was probably similar to what Brett had his, because his mom said, you take deodorant, you put it on your hairiest part of your body. And so after he watched his mom do it, Brett's mustache smelled great.
Bastards.
It's 10:04. There you go. Suns tickets out the door. Look at what we did today, Brady. We made one person incredibly happy.
Trip hates you now.
That's right. Well, he can get tickets. He's done all right for himself. We're done. You guys have yourselves a great Thursday. Tomorrow, the Man Cave upgrade happens. We have the finalists come in here, and we're going to put them through the ringer to be Toledo's
Daddy Day.
It's a daddy daycare for Toledo tomorrow.
Diaper changes for Toledo?
That's right.
Guest judge, too.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, I like
that. Might add that one in there. That's pretty good. We're done. You guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. So long! 98.
What? 98. No way.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.